The first time I noticed her feet, we were at a diner off Route 9, the kind with cracked vinyl booths and coffee that tasted like burnt pennies. She'd kicked off her sandals under the table, one leg folded beneath her, and when she reached for the sugar, her toes brushed against my shin. Just a graze, accidental, probably. But my breath caught like I'd been caught stealing. "Jesus, are you okay?" she asked, her spoon hovering over the milky swirl of her coffee. I realized I'd been staring at the Formica tabletop for too long, my fingers gripping the edge like I might float away if I let go. "Yeah," I lied, forcing a laugh that came out choked, just zoned out. She shrugged, her toes flexing absently against the diner's grimy floor, and something about the way her arch curved, delicate but strong, made my stomach tighten. That night, I dreamed about her feet, not just the arch, but the way her second toe curled slightly inward when she pressed into the linoleum. The dream was fragmented, humid, her heel grinding into my chest until I couldn't breathe, her nails tracing the outline of my lips like she was testing the sharpness of a knife. I woke up sticky and ashamed, the sheets twisted around my hips, my pulse thudding in my throat. The second time, it wasn't an accident. We were at her apartment, sprawled on the couch after too many glasses of wine, the TV murmuring some forgotten late-night show. Her legs were draped over mine, bare feet resting just above my knees. She wiggled her toes absent-mindedly, and I pretended not to notice how my fingers twitched against the cushion. Then, deliberate, slow, she pressed her sole against my thigh, just once, just enough pressure to make my breath hitch. Her foot lingered against my thigh, warm and deliberate. The wine had loosened her movements but sharpened her gaze. She watched me through half-lidded eyes, the corner of her mouth twitching like she'd solved a puzzle. My fingers dug into the couch cushion, the fabric rough under my nails. "You're staring," she murmured, flexing her toes just enough to make the tendons shift under her skin. I swallowed. Her foot smelled faintly of coconut lotion and salt, something primal and sweet beneath the veneer of soap. Her foot pressed harder, the cock curving against my thigh like a question. I didn't move, couldn't move, my pulse hammering in my wrists, my throat. The wine glass slipped from her fingers, landing soundlessly on the carpet, and she laughed, low and throaty. "You're blushing," she said, dragging her heel down my leg in a slow, deliberate scrape. The fabric of my jeans did nothing to mute the heat of her skin. Her heel lingered just above my knee, the pressure teasing, not enough to hurt, but enough to make my breath stutter. The TV's blue glow flickered across her face, highlighting the smirk she didn't bother to hide. "You like this," she said, not a question. Her toes curled, the pad of her foot pressing harder into my thigh. I could feel the ridges of her sole through the denim, the slight dampness where her skin had warmed the fabric. My mouth went dry. Her foot slid higher, achingly slow, the arch pressing against the growing hardness beneath my jeans. The wine glass had left a dark stain on the carpet, but neither of us looked away from each other. "Say it," she murmured, her voice thick with amusement. The words clogged in my throat. How could I explain this hunger, this electric shame that coiled tighter with every second her skin stayed pressed against me? Her foot shifted, the ball pressing deliberately against my cock now, and I gasped before I could stop myself. The sound seemed to amuse her, her smirk deepened, her toes flexing against me in a way that made my hips jerk involuntarily. "Oh." She breathed, as if she'd just discovered something delicious. "You really like this?" It wasn't a question anymore. Her heel ground down in a slow circle, and I bit my lip hard enough to taste copper. Her toes curled again, this time with purpose, the pressure against my cock both unbearable and not enough. I could feel every ridge of her sole through the denim, the heat of her skin searing into me. The wine glass stain spread on the carpet like a Rorschach test. What did it say about me that I couldn't look away from her? Her foot stilled against me, the pressure unrelenting but no longer moving. She tilted her head, studying me with the detached curiosity of a scientist observing a specimen. The silence between us stretched, taut as the denim straining against my hips. Then, with a slow exhale, she lifted her foot, just an inch, before bringing it down again, the ball of her sole pressing directly against the head of my cock. A whimper escaped me before I could bite it back. Her laugh was a dark, velvety thing, curling around the space between us like smoke. "You're noisy," she observed, pressing down harder with the ball of her foot until the denim seems bit into my skin. I shuddered, my hands fisting in the couch cushions so hard I could feel the stuffing give way beneath my fingers. The TV droned on, some infomercial about miracle knives, but all I could hear was the rush of blood in my ears and the slick sound of her skin dragging against my jeans. The denim felt like a prison then, the rough fabric straining against the throbbing ache beneath. Her toes curled again, this time catching the waistband of my jeans, hooking under it with a precision that couldn't be accidental. My breath hitched as she tugged, just once, lazy, testing, and the button popped open with a sound like a gunshot in the quiet room. "Better," she murmured, her foot sliding lower now, the arch pressing against the bare skin of my stomach. The heat of her was unbearable, the scent of coconut and salt sharper without the barrier of fabric. Her toes dipped lower, brushing the waistband of my boxers, and I arched off the couch without meaning to, my hips chasing the contact. She laughed, soft, pleased, and pressed down harder, her sole flattening against me until I could feel every ridge, every callus. The sound of her foot sliding down the denim zipper was almost louder than my pulse, a slow, deliberate rasp that sent sparks up my spine. When the cold air hit my cock, already slick with precum, she pressed her warm sole against it in one smooth motion, and the shock of heat against my bare skin made my vision blur. She hummed, low and satisfied, the vibration traveling through her foot and into me like a live wire. I gasped, my hips jerking involuntarily, but her other foot, still bare, still smelling of coconut and late summer, pinned my thigh to the couch with effortless dominance. Her sole was softer than I'd imagined, but not gentle. The calluses along the ball of her foot dragged against my shaft in a way that made my teeth clench, her toes curling just enough to graze the head with each upward stroke. The TV's flickering light caught the sheen of my precum glistening on her skin, and she tilted her head, studying it with a curiosity that bordered on clinical. "Messy," she murmured, dragging her foot back down in a slow, torturous slide. The word shouldn't have been erotic, but the way she said it, like she was cataloging my weakness, made my cock twitch against her arch. She lifted her foot suddenly, hovering just above my throbbing length, and the loss of contact was worse than the pressure. I whined, actually whined, and her smirk deepened. "You need this, don't you?" she asked, her voice lilting with faux innocence. Before I could answer, she brought her foot down again, this time with her toes splayed, the space between them catching the head of my cock in a grip that was almost cruel. I choked on a moan, my hands scrabbling at the couch cushions like I might find salvation in the cheap polyester. The pressure of her foot became unbearable, her sole pressing down with merciless precision, every ridge and callus dragging against my cock in a rhythm that wasn't quite rhythm, just relentless, teasing friction. I tried to hold out, biting my lip hard enough to taste blood, but she curled her toes just so, and suddenly I was coming with a shuddering gasp, my hips jerking helplessly against her foot. The orgasm ripped through me like a live wire, white hot and humiliating, my cum streaking across her soul in thick, glistening stripes.